Hi, Rachel.
Hey, Brian.
How was your week?
It was awful.
My week was even worse. I mean, I feel like we had a whole month of bad weeks compressed into one bad week.
A lifetime.
But one bright thing is that this is our 10th anniversary.
I can't believe it.
I know. It's been 10 years.
10 weeks in Nope.
Oh, wait, 10 weeks. That's right. 10 weeks of Nope, 10 episodes. If you saw the graph of the number of people who are listening and subscribing, it's
hockey
like
stick.
It's a rocket ship to the moon. Rocket ship. Anyway, but most importantly, we've got great feedback, but mostly from our family.
Our family has been really supportive of this.
That's right. You know, so your family likes it, right?
Yeah. The other day I was over at my parents' house and, you know, having dinner, and my dad just casually mentioned, you know, Rachel, I'm caught up on This Week in Nope.
Oh,
and
good.
I said, Dad, that's great, you know. And he said, I have some feedback for you. And
I have notes.
And I was like, okay, I'm all ears. Tell me what's going on. And he said, you know, Rach, Brian is very funny. I was like, okay, and he's like, and you know, you laugh at him a lot.
He's I feel like I laugh too much when I listen to like the premix. I'm always like, Jesus, like, to shut it down, Brian. Like,
I think he had a point. I'm no longer laughing.
Okay, stop no laughing. My mom had notes as well.
Okay,
my
tell
mom
me.
Love her. Like, so her notes was, I love your theme music.
Who doesn't love?
She's a big Meghan Trainor fan.
She knows
Look,
what's
we
up.
We live for notes. We live for the feedback. This is This Week in Nope.
The podcast where we shut it down.
My name is No. My sign is No. My number is No. You need to let it go.
All right, Rachel. So we're going to start a new segment of the podcast that we're going to call The Elephant in the Room.
There's two elephants this week,
right. So normally we try to bring issues to the attention of the world that not everybody knows about, not everybody has an opinion about. But sometimes there's just issues that everybody's talking about that we just got to tackle. Let's get them out of the way up front, and then we'll move on to the more esoteric stuff. So I'll kick off here. Everyone's talking about this Donald Trump health inspection.
Perfect score.
Perfect. He's the healthiest man ever elected emperor. And most of all, so what I want to talk about, though, is the girther movement.
I'm here for the girther movement.
Right. So the girther movement, like birther movement, is they reported his weight at 237 pounds.
There's no right. fucking so like, way.
Okay. So it's just coincidental that gives him a BMI, body mass index, of 29.9 when obesity is 30.
Yep.
Right. So he's merely grossly overweight.
Convenient.
Now, if you've ever seen any of these pictures of him, like, golfing, where his like he golfs in like a suit, like where his like suit jacket opens up and you see his like actual like shape. He's clearly like 400 pounds. He's like the
At
fattest
least.
President we've ever had. Like William Howard Taft would like is like the after picture in the before and after of Weight Watchers.
He's been wearing an overcoat.
He's wearing an overcoat for 15 years, and the doctor said that he gave him advice that he needed to focus on diet and exercise, and he wasn't too excited about the exercise, but he's okay with the diet, so they're going to work on that, but they're also going to work on the exercise.
This man is uncoachable. I'm sorry.
This guy is not going to be like,
this is a lost cause. I remember when, like, Oprah thought she was going to fix Lindsay Lohan. That's like this.
No, so Donald Trump is not 237 pounds. He also has, like, this is like, you know when, like, Kim Jong-un, where they, like, say, like, he, like, pisses rainbows.
Yes.
And, like, he finds unicorns and he does a hole-in-one 18 holes in a row, right? This is like that. Donald Trump has below average. He's, like, the unhealthiest, grossest human being ever.
Perfect cognitive score.
Perfect. What a cognitive score? Is that like the brain games on the app?
I have no idea, but he made this statement today to Reuters saying that the reason why he was left to handle the North Korea conflict is because Obama and Clinton didn't have the cognitive abilities.
Meanwhile, he is the best at Candy Crush. He's the best Candy Crush Flappy Bird ever. Bejeweled. Like,
I'm not laughing, you're laughing.
No puppet. You're the puppet. Okay, that's the Girther movement. Yes to the Girthers, no to 239 pounds.
I've seen people who are 239 pounds slim.
They're like regular people nowadays.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Shut it down. You have an elephant. What's your elephant?
Okay. We are living in a media monoculture right now.
Of course we are. Yeah, yeah. We love this culture.
And we must.
It's like mononucleosis.
We can't escape from the dominance and the hegemony of babe.net.
Oh, my God. I can't get away from babe.net. I read it every day. It's my first read of the day. I subscribe to it in print.
It's setting the tone for the dialogue of the entire nation.
Okay, and this is where they broke what story,
They broke a story about Aziz Ansari.
Who I love. Oh, my God. He's so adorable. He's like my little... I love him.
He's a delight.
I want to eat him up.
But, you know, he went on a bad date with this woman.
Yeah, it's a bad date.
Who revealed it under the cloak of anonymity. And she revealed this move that he had.
Oh, the claw.
The claw.
So I would try the claw. I'm in a 20-plus year relationship, and I'm not above the claw. But I do not understand it. So perhaps you can explain it to me.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, gosh.
I mean, I know there's a V in the mouth.
There's a V in the mouth.
And a V in the vagina.
And the two fingers. And then the two...
What is that? Like, is that, like... Are you spreading something?
Listen, I read this and I was mortified. Like, there's no reason that this should have been included in the article.
Right. So the point is not that, like, this is... So there's questions like... She said she gave nonverbal clues that this wasn't okay.
Yes, and this is a topic that we can talk about. We have to talk about this
on this podcast. This is like one of our prime topics, right? I'm okay. Like, I think Aziz Ansari is like a very awkward, sexually desperate straight guy. Who has some weird move that he gets off on. And like, she said she wanted to go and he called her a fucking Uber.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what's the problem? And then, like, babe.net, like, do they have, like, have how many Pulitzers have they won? Peabody Awards.
Their Pulitzers will be a long time coming.
Okay, so this was not their finest, moment.
No. But okay. So I'm just going to shut this down. The claw, no. No on the claw. Don't publish anything about the claw. Aziz, like.
No, in fact, I'm in favor of the claw. I don't know if I'm in favor of the claw. I'm open-minded about the claw. I'm willing to try it.
I'm open-minded. I feel like everyone has their weird sex moves and they do not need to
speak
be
for yourself.
They do not need to be broadcast to the entire world.
Right on.
I feel
bad for Aziz.
Just
I'm sorry.
Just a little privacy, please.
Okay. Nope, shut it down. But I have a note that I'd like to kick off with. So we've been talking a lot about Bitcoin, haven't we?
This podcast is basically about Bitcoin.
It's basically about the claw and Bitcoin.
And the blockchain.
Right. So, have you ever tried a subscription box?
Oh, God.
Like a Blue Apron?
I don't even know. Yeah, like Birchbox.
They can be delightful. Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. Except now there is a cryptocurrency subscription box.
But how?
Each month, you get delivered to your door a surprise cryptocurrency.
But I have so many questions.
Start right now because I have very few answers.
So you get like a digital, like, do you get like a...
Ethereum.
In what form does it come?
It's a blockchain. It's all a big blockchain.
Is it like a certificate? Like
a certificate of merit? Like a participation?
A medal?
I am a participant in the blockchain Dutch tulip.
A thumb drive?
I don't even think so. I think you get somehow digitally transferred to you. So you want to invest in Bitcoin, whatever, in cryptocurrencies, but you don't know which one because there are so many right now.
So many.
Why choose? Just leave it to the geniuses at the subscription box, and each month you'll be delighted by the arrival of a new cryptocurrency.
You know what I would like to do?
Shove it up there, crypto ass.
I would like to take that crypto of the month and invest it in bacon of the month.
Which is something that people actually like and eat.
And there's an arbitrage opportunity.
There's totally an arbitrage opportunity. No, I have a personal yet global story about this. Okay. So a few years ago, I bought Bitcoin.
Okay. And you don't know how to get it, right?
Exactly. I did it. I was doing a story for someone, and like I decided to try it. It was before the Bitcoin craze. I was like, oh, can I shop on Amazon with Bitcoin? And I tried to buy something. And like I went to the Coinbase and the purse and the this and the that, and I got some Bitcoin, and it was probably like $25 worth now, which is probably worth $25,000.
$25 million,
right? And I forgot my key. My key. I'm supposed to have a key.
Well, I'm so glad you brought this up.
Yes, because.
Because there is a Japanese all-girl pop band called...
Wait. I'm waiting for this segue because I do not see this coming.
Kasatsuka Shoji.
Oh, your Japanese is impeccable. Wait, is it J-pop or K-pop?
It translates into the virtual currency, girls. It's J-pop.
Oh, my God.
And they wear these little La Lucha Libre Mexican fighting masks.
Oh, I have so many of those in the back there.
In the shape of different types of cryptocurrency.
Wait, what is the shape of a type of cryptocurrency?
Like the logos.
Not like a coin. Well, that's the whole point. They're not a coin.
Well, Bitcoin has its own logo. You know, you saw those sweaters in that New York Times article that made me want to vomit.
The like Bitcoin bros.
The Bitcoin bros wearing those like Intarsia sweaters. Gross. Okay, so they wear these masks and they sing these songs. And one of the song's lyrics is... Be careful about your password.
That's the problem. I wasn't careful about my password.
Yeah. So that was their clarion call to the world about.
They are as NSYNC and Backstreet Boys were to the 2000s or 99-2000s.
Kasatsuka Shoji
to 2018.
Yes.
Right.
Well, we're going to play their song.
Here it is. Okay, Rachel, I've had my fill of cryptocurrencies. I am ready for your next topic. What do you have?
Okay, this one's a little bit personal.
Yeah, global?
I always have a personal one.
I love the personal ones. That's great.
Yeah, so you know
you're a person.
I am a person. I have a lot of stories.
Here you roar.
My sister, you know, Stephanie, she lives in Berlin.
She's my cousin as well. Yes. Equally, she's my cousin.
And she FaceTimed me this week because she was really distraught and she needed me to see something.
Okay.
And I said, what is it? And it was her husband, my brother-in-law Daniel, was he was wearing a shirt that was made out of velvet.
Okay.
And it was
like a puffy shirt?
It was like a tight blue stretch velvet t-shirt.
Oh my God, it's so hot. And he's kind of built.
He's kind of built. And she couldn't take it. She said, This is a bridge too far.
This is
nope.
A bridge too far.
This
so
has to
the
stop.
Nope movement is moving transatlantic into the European Union, what's left of it.
We have a lot of
Berlin is seething. Berlin is seething with nope. And the trigger is crushed velvet shirts.
Yes.
Okay.
And Daniel gets on the screen and he says, What? I like it, you know? And I said, Daniel, this shirt is an abomination. And she went and showed me the label, and it was this embossed leather label on the back of the shirt, and it said brave new word. Not world.
This is like the umbrellas that I buy at the like newsstand. That's conch. It's like in the font of coach.
Yes,
like a coach umbrella, but it's conch.
But this was like to I don't
okay,
know.
No, this is not worthy of our podcast.
It's a dystopian.
This is the stupidest. This is the worst. Nope, you've ever. Nope.
Nope. Okay.
Nope. Shut it down.
No velvet shirts.
Okay. I have another one.
Okay.
You remember when you were in like college? And people had like art postcards up on the wall to show that they were like sophisticated.
All right, I don't
just
know.
Go with it. Okay. Right? Whatever it is. So in Utah, the great state of Utah, future Senator Mitt Romney, there was a teacher who decided to his sixth grade class decided to give an art lesson and use these like art postcards from a museum.
Okay.
And it was like Renaissance art and like regular classical art. And there was a Modigliani. It was like real art. And there were some nudes thrown into the mix. And he was fired. He was fired for this. And you may recall in the early days of this podcast, we had one of our fan favorite discussions about a teacher in Egypt.
Who was put in jail for eating fruit?
Who was put in jail for eating fruit in prunes, or perhaps a banana, in front of her class.
Yes.
And this is very similar in my mind. This is like the creeping moralism.
Oh, my God. We are living.
This is horrible.
And
when they interviewed, so they called the sheriff.
This is classical art. This is.
They called the sheriff of Utah.
Sheriffs need to end. I can't with
Deputy
sheriffs.
Deputy sheriff, there should be no sheriffs, right?
No.
So, okay, there's a sheriff of Utah or whatever, and they called him, and he investigated. The teacher was fired flat out, and the parents, they surveyed the parents afterward, and they said it wasn't the fact that he showed the art. It was the way he talked about it afterwards.
How did he talk about it?
Funny you should ask. It's a little ambiguous. Apparently, he said something like, well, as you progress in life, you may go to an art museum and you may see art like this. So this will help you appreciate that. And I think the mere suggestion that as grown-ups, these children might go see...
Wait, what? that's all he said?
Yes, apparently.
That's enough to get you fired in Utah for showing classical art?
Yes, yes.
Okay, just stop this train. I want off.
No. Okay,
I can't.
We just like start a social media campaign to save him, though? Because
I feel like...
They need more nude art. They need, figure drawing. They need, nude people in front of them.
100%. This guy needs, a Guggenheim grant.
Guggenheim, the genius grant for showing postcards to his
to children.
No.
Okay, no.
Shut it down. Okay. What's your next?
Have you heard of this person?
Probably not.
Called Logan Paul.
I have, but not for the reason you might think.
For what reason?
I'll let you go first, and then I'll...
All right, I got to give a shout-out to my friend Josh Grau for alerting me to this story.
Great. And then, for those of you who are interested in how the sausage of this podcast gets made, you may not know this is totally improvised, and Rachel and I do not even compare topics beforehand. So I'd never heard that she was going to talk about Logan Paul. I have my own Logan Paul story, but we didn't know that.
We take suggestions, so, thanks, Josh
Grau. Karen Novak, please keep suggesting to us. We'll get to it one of these days.
We will. Thank you. Karen Novak, you're awesome.
We love you. Okay. So tell me about Logan Paul.
All right, so...
He's one of these guys who should be hot, but he's not.
He's not, and he wears, weird glasses, and he's just... He has, 50 million followers on social media.
Okay,
he's
so
very influential
so
to the young people. And much like you and Taylor Swift, I've tried to keep him on the periphery of my vision because I'm do not want, do not like.
I do not need Logan Paul in my life.
I don't want this in my life.
Right, I know don't want anyone with two first names.
I don't want it. I know it's over there hovering and it can stay there.
Okay, so what did he do?
But so he... evidently has had to apologize a lot for things that he does.
He apologizes
in all sorts of forms, mostly in the forms of terrible raps on YouTube.
Oh, he apologizes in rap. But what is he apologizing for in this instance?
So most recently, he apologized for going to Japan.
Oh, and I've gone to Japan. I make I no too, apologies.
I too have gone to Japan. It was wonderful. But I bet you did not do what he did in Japan.
What did he do?
He went to this place known as the Suicide Forest.
Okay.
And
oh, there's like a horror movie about that.
And filmed like a dead body hanging from a tree.
Yeah.
And posted it on YouTube. And it was just so disrespectful.
Of the dead.
Of the dead. And he also made, I mean, on top of that, the whole segment about Japan was racist, and he made all sorts of like disgusting slurs.
Well, like, he's a child, right? This is what
22.
Happens when you take. I mean, look, when I was 22, I thought I was an adult, and now I'm not, and I realize that's a child.
Yeah.
Right. So they don't know any better. Well, I don't know.
Well, my point is that, so YouTube, like, shut him down.
Good.
And sanctioned him, and, like, he can't.
Sanctioned? like Russia?
Yeah.
Like, for invading Crimea? Like, they're
basically,
sanctioned international?
He can't,
banking
he can't be featured
he can't open
in the
a
same
bank
way,
account.
Which directly affects his income.
Okay.
And so that is the way to affect change with these people.
Okay.
They're sort of like on the feedback loop. And so he came out and he asked for forgiveness this
week. Oh, good.
In a
wrap?
Less than a week after this. I mean, and I'm just like, okay, there are second acts in American lives.
So he's
going
to have a second and a third and a fourth act, and he's going to be
like.
But they
don't happen in 5 minutes. Like, just take
some. He's going to be our greatest living actor.
Oh, God. Oh, God. No.
No. He, no. So my Logan Paul, I'm very, I have a deep relationship with him. On account of the fact that he was on Top Chef a few weeks ago.
Oh, he was?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He's like one of the guests. They're in Denver, Colorado this season.
What does he know about food?
Nothing. He's like from there. I don't know. And it was some social media themed competition.
Okay.
And Padma brought him in. And he's fine.
This is not a story. I thought you
That's
like
not a
knew
story.
Him. No,
I just felt like I'd never heard of this guy. I saw him on Top Chef. I was like, oh, like maybe kind of cute, but then not. And then he like filmed suicide Japanese people, and I'm like, gross.
Gross.
That's my story.
Okay.
Shut it down.
No.
Not interested.
No.
No more.
No forgiveness. No.
No. Okay. This is my last one. And this isn't, like, disgusting, but it's something that's been on my mind, and I feel like I'm getting a jump on it.
Okay.
I feel like this is, like, we're ahead of the curve here on This Week in Nope. And I was at a great restaurant, and this is Restaurant Week in New York City.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but Restaurant Week is now, like, 3 weeks. And the whole deal is you get lunch for $29 and dinner for $49, which the rest of the world is like expensive, but in New York it's cheap.
Right, and it's like a prefix thing.
Yeah,
you can't
exactly.
Really,
but
yeah.
they put shit on it,
yeah.
Right? So it's like a Groupon thing. So they take these beautiful, fine restaurants, and they wind up having these like three leaves of lettuce salad and like half of a chicken breast, and then the biggest scandal is
why
that
bother?
All the desserts are pudding.
Yeah.
It's all pudding and mousse.
I know.
So they basically have a vat of pudding and mousse, and they, like, slop it into a little, like, parfait dish, and that's your dinner. And the whole premise is like, oh, well, we'll get people to come in and learn
come
about
back.
Our restaurant.
But they
they'll
already know
but
they don't
never
come back.
Do. They come back because it's a $29 lunch.
Right.
And
so let's just end it.
Just
let's
end
just
that.
End
just shut
it.
That down. But then it reminded me of another thing. I was at a very nice restaurant, Osteria Marini, which I love. And they were already advertising. It's a month away. Their Valentine's dinner. Those things, the New Year's dinner, the Valentine's dinner, don't ever go to those.
Don't even touch that.
Don't even touch that. Cook at home. Order Seamless. Get fucking burgers from Seamless or something.
Light some candles. Go
light
in your
Shabbat,
hot tub.
Light your Shabbat candles. Say the prayer. Eat the roast chicken. It's fine. We never go out on Valentine's Day. If we go out to dinner, we go out like the weekend before, the weekend after, to honor the sentiment of Valentine's Day. But we would never go like with the Jersey girls and the Brooklyn and like no,
don't do it. Cook at home.
Cook at home. It's disgusting. Like, restaurants are not there to, like, lowbrow pander you. And, oh, and the worst thing is that occasionally they'll have, like, a high-end-looking thing on the menu, which is, like, lobster and foie gras.
Right.
Blah, 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 right? But then what they do is, like, the full-paying people, like, they lowball them. And, like, when they get the lobster and foie gras, they get, like, smaller. This is a very idiosyncratic problem I have. Like, the portion size of the lobster and the foie gras. gras. But like the full paying customers.
This is like really a first world problem.
Do not get as much. They get like an ounce less because their lobster and foie gras is going to the
right,
because
they have to ration it to the restaurant
weekers.
It's
disgusting. This is like the 1%. This is like the, I don't know, Bernie Sanders. Well, I don't know who would be offended at this. Maybe only I am offended at this. I'm a horrible person. But that's why you're listening to this podcast. So no. Shut down Restaurant Week. Shut down Valentine's Day window menus. I'm not interested
New
in
Year's
any of
menus,
them.
New
Year's
no.
menus, any holiday menus.
No.
Do you have any more?
Nope.
All right. Well, let's go to our yups. You know, so last week we had a problem with you, which is that people were spitting at your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a problem because we do this podcast and now there's like thousands, if not millions of people listening to it. And they think that we're horrible people and we're not.
Curmudgeons.
We're just curmudgeons. We're
grumps.
Beasts of the field, really. And in fact, like most of the time, we spend a lot of time together. Most of the time we spend together, we're delighted by things.
We mostly talk about things we love.
Delicious things. So like I was just talking about this terrible restaurant. Most restaurants are delicious.
Delicious.
I love them. I love restaurants. So this is the portion of the podcast where we go to our yups. These are the things that delight us, that are beacons of delight.
Mm-hmm.
They redeem us as human beings. If you think we're terrible people, we are, but yet we're not.
Yet we have little things that redeem us.
Yeah. So I'd like to hear yours this week.
My yup goes to South Korea.
Oh, South Korea.
Because they are
It's the cutest of the Koreas out of the two.
They are marching in solidarity with North Korea.
I'm not sure I approve. I'm not sure this is a yup for me.
Under a flag at the Olympics.
I don't know. I'm kind of a hawk. I say, like, come around or get nothing. You get nothing. Why reward them with an Olympic flag if they're recalcitrant?
I just feel like Donald Trump finally has something he can take credit for, bringing these two enemies
well,
together
because
he's such a fucking lunatic.
They hate
lunatic.
Him so much together?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it? Are they going to compete? Are they going to have a team together?
I don't know if they'll have a team together, but they're going to march in the opening ceremony.
I think I read that it's they're marching, but I think I read that the women's skating team
is going to be unified.
Will skate unified, like pinkies linked around the
that
rink.
That will be quite.
I'm very interested. Like, what are they going to call it? Are they going to? Because, like, Russia banned?
Russia's banned.
They can see, like, the athletes formerly known as Russia.
Well, they can come to the Olympics, but they have to wear, like, a neutral uniform, which you know is going to be, like, the ugliest uniform.
And
that
also
you ever
probably
saw.
The colors of Russia.
I wonder.
Right. Okay. So this goes back. This is a callback to a previous podcast where I said the Olympics are terrible and they should be ended.
And I love the Olympics.
Okay. So we're gonna have to agree to disagree. I hate everything about the Olympics except Tom Daley, and Mendiers in general, which is a big yup. Okay. Here's my yup. Speaking of which, not completely unrelated, I am a yup for. Timothée, I don't know how to say his last name.
Chalamet. Yeah, I'm a yup for him too.
Who may be a perfect human being.
He's really operating
on a different
frequency.
Okay, if you've not seen Call Me By Your Name, I don't care if you're the straightest straight in straight town. You'll be a little bit gay after seeing Call Me By Your Name, Timothée. After you see Timothée. He is, like, and it's not just his looks, because he is gorgeous, but it is his entire, like, the
his
way
being.
He inhabits that role. And then you see him, not that I've ever looked him up on YouTube in his natural habitat, but he's, like, he speaks French, and you think he's all French, but then he's really from New York, and he actually speaks like a normal person, like, not a French person. He grew up in Hell's Kitchen.
That's always shocking.
And then he was at Golden Globes, and he should have won that Best Actor award. And then he lost to that douchebag anti-Semite Gary Oldman.
Oh, that wife beater.
He's a wife beater and anti-Semite, and he's the worst.
And the worst. And he's playing Winston Churchill.
It's the easiest role in the world. I could play Winston Churchill and
everybody
fucking win
has
a Golden Globe.
Winston Churchill. Like, give me a fucking break. Okay.
Right. Like, Mel Gibson could play Winston Churchill and win the Academy Award. Yeah. Right. Okay. So Timothée just sat there like a mensch. He was such a mensch. Oh, he's Jewish too.
Okay.
Like, so fucking awesome, right? Let's just give him that.
Hearts.
Right.
All of the hearts.
For that, right. So I just love him. I think he's going to be one of our finest living actors
but
for decades to come.
But didn't he do something really magnanimous this week?
Oh, that's right.
He did
so
something.
So he was in a Woody Allen movie, like so many people have been, and he said he's going to give all of his winnings, his proceeds.
And what were his proceeds? He's like so young. He probably
did it for like $15,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and he's giving it to charity.
To Me Too or whatever.
To Time's Up.
Right, to Time's Up, that's right. He is just like the ideal human being. Timothée, if you're not listening to this podcast, okay, if anyone who knows him can refer him to this podcast, please refer him. And you can refer him to minute 2935, where we talk about him. And just please tell him.
Tell him to listen. Listen up.
Listen up.
You're our yup. We love you.
You're our yup. Well, that about wraps up our. We've gushed about Timothée enough here. Oh, I read the book too. I prefer the movie.
Oh my goodness! Actually, you're the like movie. All in.
Oh, I'm like a groupie now. I'm like a groupie, like every gay man in New York, basically. Anyway, this has been a great episode. Terrible week. Great episode.
We worked it out.
10th episode. I'm so proud. We have so many people to thank. You know, we're a real podcast. We had a big victory this week. We were accepted onto the Google Play. Android. I don't know anyone who has that. But if you do, maybe you're hearing us for the first time.
Listen.
Welcome. Subscribe. Listen. We're on iTunes. Leave us a review. We've got so many 5-star reviews now. Who are these fakakta people who like this? We're just sitting around drinking and shooting the shit. That's great. So we love you all. Please subscribe, listen, rate, all of those podcast things. This has been This Week in Nope.
The podcast where we shut it down.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Or terrible week.
My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go.